Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm talking to Brookhaven Town Supervisor Ed Romaine today, and we're going to be discussing some of the issues that you run into on a regular basis, Ed. But it's a new year, and when we look down the pipe, what are you looking at? What kind of problems are you encompassing?
Well, the great thing that defines my job are the challenges that I face. I don't look at them as problems. I look at them as challenges and sometimes as opportunities. So it's how you look at things. And I look at what you would call problems as challenges. Let me tell you one of the biggest things that I think we face. And I look at things a little bit differently than everyone else. I think what's happening to our bays and our waterways is really something alarming.
There's a big deal with the nitrogen right now, right?
Absolutely. If you grew up, as I did on Long Island, you know that, you know, in the 50s, when I was a kid, I go swimming.
Water was clean.
It's not clean anymore. It's impacted, contaminated. There's all types of problems. There was a comic strip a couple years ago called Pogo. And famous quote, "We've met the enemy and it is us." And they're right, because of the way most of nitrogen, some of it comes from the atmosphere, some of it comes from road runoff, animal waste, but most of it comes from cesspools and septic tanks.
Not farming?
What?
Not farming or golf
courses? That's pesticide issues. There are some nitrogen issues with farming, but the overwhelming majority, particularly in Brookhaven, where we don't have as much farming as they do out east, comes from septic tanks. Yeah. So in the new year, I'm proposing a new law that says beginning in 2017, the next new year, you have to meet a discharge standard of 8 milligrams per liter of nitrogen.
Now, if you have a private septic tank, that's going to be a difficult thing to do, isn't it?
No, it's not, because we will say for all new construction.
I see.
If you're doing new construction, or if you're adding on more than 50% of the floor space of a house, then you have to go with an alternative system. An alternative system that hopefully will meet the standard of 8 milligrams per liter of nitrogen. Let's put that in perspective. A properly running sewage treatment plant, and we found out this in the last month, that many of these plants don't operate properly, and Suffolk County Health Department isn't doing much about it. But a properly operating sewage treatment plant will be 10 milligrams for nitrogen. A cesspool septic system, 50 to 60 milligrams for nitrogen. We're looking to bring that down to about 8. It's called the alternative denitrification system, like nitrates.
What is the cost impact of doing such a thing?
It's big. Let me explain why. You put a septic cesspool system in your home, about $5,000. An alternative system can cost as much as $20,000 or more. So, a lot. However, what a lot of people don't know is that the County of Suffolk, several years ago, started putting aside $2 million a year. There's over $10 million in the account now. It's 5 years. And growing by $2 million every year, for people to apply for assistance to put in these alternative systems.
So my $20,000 system is going to be subsidized to what tune?
The county has not, believe it or not, created rules. If it was me, I'd do full grants or 75% grants so that your cost would not be much different. Because what I'm going to do is we're going to say anyone within 500 feet of the water, because there's no question what's happening to when you flush your toilets, what happened to that effluent. That's taking a year or two at most to enter the waterway. I'm going to call it a nitrogen-sensitive zone, and we're going to say if you want to build anything, industrial, commercial, residential, in the nitrogen-sensitive zone, you've got to have discharge standards of 8 milligrams per liter or less, and you've got to use an alternative system. And the county, and I'm going to advocate for it right now, should set up a grant program to help people do that.
All right. Now, if you have a sewer system, a public sewer system like Southwest or something like that, you don't. This is less of an issue because we do this on a commercial basis, right?
That's correct. But guess what? No matter what, the overwhelming majority of Suffolk will never be sewered. It doesn't lend itself to being sewered.
Yeah, because a lot of houses are so far apart.
That's correct.
It just becomes an enormous expense to connect everything.
So now if you do sewers, there's no problem. You're covered. So this is only for the non-sewered areas, non-village areas, because we have nine villages, eight of which are waterfront in Brookhaven. So it's not going to affect a lot of people, but it's going to send a statement that we should start looking at alternative systems for areas that aren't going to be sewered.
Let me add one thing.
Yeah.
It also lends itself for clustered housing so that you can do a sewer system.
Right. That is something, except for all intensive purposes, Brookhaven is mostly developed.
Yeah.
It's not like the East End, and they have such zoning restrictions that they're not going to be as developed. We are, for the most part, mostly developed. You're not going to see a lot of new development in Brookhaven Town. And also, when I talk about sewer systems, and I'll transition into sewer systems, it's just disappointing to see that the county is not enforcing the standards, that many of these plants are failing. I would say 20-25% of the 190 sewage treatment plants we have in Suffolk County are failing to meet standards on a regular basis.
Why are we turning a blind eye?
I'd like to know. I was a county legislator beforehand, before I was a supervisor. I raised a hell about that. And I also wrote what's called the Suffolk County Sewage Pollution Right to Know Law, where they have to let people know, they have to notify the legislators of the districts where they have sewage treatment plants that don't meet standards. Guess what? They haven't followed their own law. And if I was a legislator, I'd be screaming.
Why aren't our legislators?
Well, that's a good question. I'd be asking some of them about that.
I don't want to allude to the effect that some people are influenced by the people who fund their campaigns, but that could be part of it, too.
Well, no, I don't think so. Most of these are small. Look, we had a decision to make about sewers and how we would approach sewers, and in my personal opinion, with the value of hindsight, it's always easy to look back than forward, we made the wrong choice. We had a scandal in the Southwest Sewer District in the 70s. And there was
I remember it well.
Oh, so do I. And there was a real reluctance to do regional sewage plants. So what we did instead is anyone that needed a sewage treatment plant because they were doing a development, all right, we approved a small little package plant for you. And we wound up with 190 sewage treatment plants in Suffolk County instead of larger regional plants that could effectuate an economy of scale.
Let me ask you this. Are these independent little fiefdoms, so to speak?
Yeah.
Are they combinable?
Of course they are.
So in other words, we could hook up pipes to each other
but it would be very expensive. And right now, Southwest Sewer was built because of federal aid, and right now there's no federal aid. Yeah, there's no federal aid. The other thing about the Southwest Sewer District that greatly disturbs me is when you and I raise a glass of water, we know where we're getting it from. We're one of the few areas in this country that have our reservoir underground. It's called the Sole Source Aquifer. Guess what we do in the Southwest Sewer District? We take all that money that we have for that plant, and we pump that water, and we ship it out to the ocean, and we don't replenish our aquifer. And at the end of the day, we are draining our aquifer.
Now, in order to prevent that from happening, we'd have to have
tertiary treatment, which means that when the effluent is treated, it's filtered back to the earth to replenish the aquifer, or underground reservoir. The more we pump out to the ocean, the quicker we deplete our aquifer, and that's exactly what's happening to our neighbor to the west in Nassau.
I'm challenge you on that idea because Long Island is known for having adequate rain.
Yes.
We get a lot of rain.
We get about 42 to 44 inches of rain a year.
I think it's a little bit more than that. My old stats were around 49 inches.
Okay.
And it might be more now. Doesn't that create the dome that we need, the dome of water that keeps...
Not enough. And if you have any doubt about that, my suggestion is take a very careful look at what's happening to the aquifer in Nassau County, because most of their plants are ocean or sound dumping plants as opposed to tertiary treatment plants.
Now, let's take something like Hempstead Lake. That used to be much higher.
Yes.
Now, is that an indicator?
That's absolutely an indicator. Absolutely an indicator. I am, as supervisor, going to fight for tertiary plants. I know we're running low on time.
We're gonna close this segment, and
we'll talk about it in something else in the next segment.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. I'm speaking to Supervisor Ed Romaine from the town of Brookhaven. Keep listening. We'll be back.